Okay, Chair. Chair, you're on the record.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's 9 a.m. I call to order the Intertie Management Committee regular meeting, March 20th, 2026. Roll call, board committee members, please. Jennifer?
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, here.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, here.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zeller's here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you. Item three, public roll call, please.
Okay, let's start with the folks on the Teams meeting. If you would like to state your name and affiliation, that would be appreciated.
Jim Mendenhall, Alaska Energy Authority.
Paul Millwood, Chugach Electric.
Robert Bugger, Alaska Energy Authority.
Kim Hinkle, NEA.
Nathan Minima, Golden Valley Electric.
Okay, and there's another number on there.
And David, you're pretty quiet there, the 6931 is David Pease.
Okay. All right, let's go to the folks in the room. If you'd like to state your name and affiliation for the record.
Mark Ziesmer, AEA.
Pam Ellis, AEA.
John Sinclair, MEA. Mark Billings, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Mike Miller, Chugach Electric.
Oh, and we go ahead.
Jonathan Green with Guess and Rudd, counsel to the IMC.
And I apologize. We'll get you next time when we take the roll call. So that's everybody, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on, item four, agenda approval. Committee members, you have the agenda. Entertain a motion to approve.
Bill Price, so moved.
Andrew Laughlin, second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections, any discussion? Any objections to the motion? Roll call vote, please, Jennifer.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on, item five, public comments.
Okay. Is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay. Is there anyone on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? Okay, is there anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment? Please press *9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, no public comment at this time, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to the agenda, item six, approval of prior minutes, February 10th. 2026, they should be in your packet. I'll give you a few minutes to look over and I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Dan Bishop.
Price, so moved.
Second, Dan Bishop.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Give you a couple minutes if you haven't reviewed them. Any discussion?
Chair, I just noticed that Dan Bishop's name is misspelled on page 3.
Minor, we will make that correct.
Minor thing.
Minor change.
No other comments.
Okay, seeing no other comments.
Jonathan Green, if we're noting misspelling of names, my name is incorrectly spelled in a handful of places. Is J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N.
O-N. Okay. Apologies?
Apologies needed, Jennifer. Thank you.
We'll make those corrections.
All right. Roll call vote with those minor corrections. Jennifer?
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on, item 7, old business. Item 7A, FY 2026 Budget Amendment 1. Mark, is that you? Or Bill, do you want to speak to it first?
The budget was posted over 30 days ago. We received no public comments. We received no public detractions. So it's been posted and it's offered up for approval.
Andrew Laughlin, so moved.
Second, Dan Bishop.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just one quick note, Jerry. There will be a adjustment. We'll true it up based off of the new calculation. So it's been, I don't know if we necessarily need to make that much of a comment, but there'll be a bit of an adjustment in the billing period on the next bill, just so that the members are aware.
Okay. Any other discussion? Call vote, please, Jennifer.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on, item 7B, RCA docket U 25-028. We've got this in here. Is there anything in the public arena that we want to discuss about the RTO docket? Jonathan, I'm looking to you. So. Or do we need to hold this for executive session?
I believe we kept this here in case anybody in the room wanted to address anything generally about the docket that doesn't relate to follow-up potential actions that the IMC might need to consider depending on the outcome. But I don't particularly have anything that I feel I need to relay unless the IMC members have some questions.
To the chair, I just wanted to thank those of you who participated and put in the effort on that. That was quite the undertaking. And thank John Sinclair for his sacrificial offering. Just appreciate the effort and on behalf of the IMC.
Yeah. I'll also, I attended most of the meetings. It was long, drawn out, but I think the IMC did a very good job of representing our case of where we stood, so, and we can discuss more in executive session. So, well, I'll go ahead and close 7B. We'll go ahead and move on to item 8, new business. Is there any new business? Okay, hearing and seeing none. Move on, item 9, committee reports, 9A, budget actuals. Mark?
Good morning. I'm Mark Ziesmer, representing AEA, and I'll walk through the Alaska Intertie budget to actual revenues and expenses report as of December 31st, 2025, and highlight a few key items as we go along. I'll go ahead and start with revenues on page 2. Overall revenues for the period came in at about $2.45 million, and that's compared to a budget of roughly $2.33 million. And that puts us at about $118,500 ahead of budget. The main reason for that is higher than expected energy usage. If we go to page 4, actual usage through December totaled 50,556 megawatt hours compared to the budgeted 48,060 megawatt hours. And that's an increase of about 2,500 megawatt hours. And that additional usage directly translates to higher billed revenue. Let's return to page two. In addition to usage revenues, we also earned $36,750 in interest from the start of the fiscal year through December 31st. Turning to operating expenses, which are on pages 2 and 3 of the report, total operating costs for the period were about $562,000 compared to a budget of approximately $1.68 million. That means operating expenses are about $1.12 million under budget year to date. Several expense categories have seen little or no activity so far. There are a couple of maintenance items that I do want to call out. First is FERC 57,000 Douglas Substation Communications. This line item is currently over budget by $41,409. The overage is related to work performed on the Douglas Substation Communication Upgrade. The budget amendment that was just approved earlier in the meeting increases this line item from 105 to 505, which will fully capture these costs and bring the budget back in line. The second item is FERC 57,000 Douglas Substation. This line item is currently over budget by $140,172. That same budget amendment that we just approved also increases the budget from $150,000 to $250,000, which addresses this overage as well. Moving on the administrative side, IMC administrative costs, which is under FERC 58306, are over budget by $44,898. And this is primarily related to legal work that's been associated with the Rail Belt Transmission Organization effort and responses to the RCA. AEA administrative support expenses are also over budget by $22,312. And that increase is mainly due to higher internal payroll and indirect costs, again, largely tied to RCA-related work. So in summary, the intertie shows a surplus of approximately $1.72 million as of December 31st, and that's all I have. Are there any questions?
Okay, seeing and hearing no questions, thank you, Mark. Moving on to item 9B, IOC report. Mike?
Morning, Mike Miller, Chicago Electric, here to deliver the IOC report. Items of note in here are the updates on Douglas Communications. So my understanding is that they should be looking to get the comm equipment installed in the new enclosure and stuff here at the end of this month. Also, the snow unloading project, at the time of writing the report, we were still pending signatures on the cost share agreement. My understanding is since then those signatures have been received. So that is moving forward, looking to do an RFP for design in April. We got a presentation from the SSS at the last meeting with the IBR study, and there is a memo for review that I'm currently looking at and will be soliciting the other IOC participants for their feedback on to present to you in the future, that has some screening criteria for inverter-based renewables that we may want to consider adopting or recommending that IMC Rail Belt utilities abide by regarding rate of change of frequency thresholds and short circuit ratings, and also voltage recovery criteria. So I look forward to having some more conversations with you all with regards to that study in the future. The 230 kV upgrade impact study for the Northern Tie, EPS submitted a report to the SSS for review. They intended to have a meeting with EPS to review that collectively. I've not gotten an update on where that sits at this time. And the assignment for the Alaska Intertie Communications, Golden Valley has taken lead on that. They're holding, I believe, biweekly meetings amongst the telecom subcommittee to discuss that further. And the Southern Intertie Stability and Losses Study, unfortunately, there was an issue with a handoff between an outgoing and an incoming chair for the SSS, And so there hasn't been any progress on that as of yet. But it is on the top of their list at this point as far as being identified as a priority that came from the IMC to work on. With that, I'll take any questions or comments.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Any questions, comments?
Okay. As far as the Railbelt EMT model, I'm glad to see that. I'm hoping that that will continue so that we can understand the impacts, for example, of the energization at 230 kV and any problems that might arise due to transformer inertia, as was noted by Homer Electric, and similar issues that might arise in other areas.
Mike Miller, Chicago Electric. Mr. Bishop, so at the last IOC meeting, the chair of the SSS did discuss the EMT model work and the RFP that they're developing. My understanding is they have a draft RFP that they are reviewing, and we're still on track to try to solicit bids and incorporate something potentially into the 27 budget for that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions? Okay. Thank you, Mike. Go ahead and move on to item 9C, operating reports. Mike?
Mike Miller, Chicago Electric, with the operator report. So the year-to-date usage has stayed fairly on track with what we've seen for the year previously. Usage is still down by about 50%. Again, this is associated with less sales or exchange of megawatts between the Southern Utilities and Golden Valley. There were no trips that I were able to identify for the Alaska Intertie between January and March. And then for the reliability report, we had a fair amount of activity between January and March that's noted here. Several trips at Healy 2, of course, the under-frequency load shed event that occurred on the 4th. In general, our response is hovering right around 10 megawatts per tenth of a hertz. And with that, I'll take any questions on the operator report.
I noticed there's Andrew Lawson, you guys are like, there's about 5 Healy 2 trips on there. Any clarification or context can you add around that?
I don't have any specifics to the nature of the trips for Healy 2. Yeah, so I wouldn't want to really speak to that or speculate, especially since it's not my plant.
Okay. Thank you.
Dan Bishop of Golden Valley, I think that at least some of them are related to difficulties with coal quality due to weather.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of months, we've been pulling more intertie usage than budgeted. With the cold snaps and these coal issues, do we expect that trend to continue for this budget year? I guess that's more a question for Golden Valley. Are you guys going to continue pulling more than what you had budgeted for originally due to these coal issues?
That is not something I have information. I'd have to get back to you on that.
Part of the reason I bring it up is it's just I'm not complaining about it.
Right.
The more we use it, the bigger that surplus is going to be, and I presume we've got a large amount of invoices that are still outstanding as per tradition. So I'm not quite sure how that's all going to land, but just food for thought.
Right now, 1.7. I expect that Golden Valley would like to purchase more power, but there's always the question of whether it's available or not.
Yeah, Tony Zellers from MEA. And I think we're going to be coming out of the cold snap now, so our load's going to go back.
Yeah.
Stevens and Douglas back to more normal of what we budgeted for. I haven't looked at the ponds for Bradley to say Golden Valley may be using more or what's there. Or so, but we do have a couple outages for Bradley Lake coming up here. The annuals. So, I wouldn't expect much more than what's budgeted. So, let me put it that way, Bill. Other comments or questions for Mike? Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Go ahead and move on. Executive session, I'll entertain a motion.
Sandra Laughlin, Two Gas Electric. I move that the Alaska Energy Management Committee enter into executive session to discuss confidential matters that the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of AEA, the Energy, or the IMC, or any of its members, to matters involving consideration of records that by law are not subject to public disclosure.
Second, Dan Bishop.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please, Jennifer.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, yes.
Two Gas Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
And Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, and we will go into executive session. Okay, Chair, you're back on the record.
Okay, I'll call back to order the Intertime Management Committee meeting. I advise that the committee had not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. Moving on to on the agenda, item 11, member comments. Stan, we'll start with you.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank the council and for their professional efforts on the behalf of the IMC and the IMC members, like Mr. Zellers, who participated, and all the staff and the subcommittees and accounting people who support the efforts of this organization that brings a big benefit to the Rail Belt. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Andrew?
Yeah, I'd just like to echo Dan's comments. Thanks to the council and the chair for spending time down at the RCA during the RTO hearings, and also to all the staff for all the reports and information provided. Thank you.
Bill?
Echo that sentiment. Thank you.
Yep. So, and same comments for me. So, thanks, Jonathan, for all your work on this and the RTO, and we're in a wait-and-see mode right now, so we'll come out of that. So, moving on the agenda, next meeting date is May 1st, 2026. And item 13, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Andrew Laughlin, so moved.
Bill Price, second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none. Jennifer, roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
I'm Bill Price, yes.
Two Gas Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. We're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.